DJ, W Mobile.
Well, howdy, David. W2JKT Mobile. How's it going?
DW4DJW, it's going good. Just had to make a road trip out with the dogs to go take the dry cleaners and drop it off. How about you? How you doing?
My first day back in the office since the break and getting sick, so getting better now and getting back in the normal routine of things. How was your holiday?
Seems like it went by quicker than normal. Usually it seems like it lasts a long time, but when you're on retirement, it seems like it just zooms right by.
Yet even when you're not in retirement, it can zoom right by, especially when you desperately need some time off from work. But, I was off from, I took 3 weeks, and it was definitely nice, but, I wasn't happy about being sick for most of it, but it was a good excuse to just stay in bed, watch TV, and do a whole lot of nothing for a couple of weeks.
A virus that's going around, did you?
I mean, it was congestion, and I had a cough for a couple of weeks, and I'm still not quite over the cough. And I tested negative for COVID, so it had to be either the RSV or the flu that's going around.
I got really sick and had to stay out of work for about a week, and probably should have stayed out for 2 weeks. But after that, we heard about that, whatever the one was, it starts with an R. And she was thinking, I bet you that's what I had. And I bet that is what she had.
I'm pretty sure I did not have the flu because I did not have a fever at any point during the whole thing. Normal temperature for the whole time. Cough and, headache and whatever else. So, I don't know. It's moving on out. I've still got a little touch of a cough left, but cough drops help me with that. And just getting back into the swing of things here. So I'm sure I'll be pretty much back to 100% in a couple of days.
I tracked down the thermometer that just, you put up against your forehead and squeeze the trigger and it tells you what your temperature is. And the whole time she never ran a fever, the whole time, but boy did she feel awful, just awful. I never did get it either from her, and I didn't like safe distance from her or anything like that, but she was totally miserable and did not go into work, didn't even work from home, didn't even feel like working from home at all. For at least a week, maybe a little bit more than a week. But anyway, 2025 coming in okay for you?
I said to that. What was that?
Is 2025 coming in okay?
Yeah, the job is good. Courtney and I are getting married on the 2nd of February, Groundhog Day. And, it's looking pretty good. Her job's going well. Mine's going well. Everything seems to be looking up this year for us, so I'm very thankful for that. How about you?
Congratulations. You're tying the knot. That's pretty cool. Everybody's got to do it eventually, I guess. Well, I guess you have to, but most people do. But, yeah, it's coming in good for me. I'm enjoying the dogs. They're just taking them out, like I said, today on a road trip. I was supposed to take dry cleaners a few weeks ago, and I finally went today, and they just love it. They stand up. They look at every little noise. They look at every car. They enjoy road trips. So that's what we're doing at the moment. It's a short little road trip to the dry cleaners and back home. But, it's 2025 so far is okay.
Hope it goes as well for everyone else as well. Yeah, we have a pretty big group that we're here in the mornings. So, it seems like everybody's doing fine. So that's good to know.
This is that group in the morning most of the time, but lately the dogs have been getting me up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We get up, they go out and do their business, and then I go back to bed. But before that, they were able to wait till 4 or 5 o'clock, and at that point I was just staying up, and I could listen to what was going on. I talk to Patrick every now and then before everybody started rolling in. He usually gets in there about 5:30, maybe a little bit earlier than that. Ken comes in about 5:30, and I'd get in there with Patrick a little bit earlier than that and talk for a few minutes, but then get tied up doing stuff, and I could listen, but I couldn't put down what I was doing to talk.
I'm rolling into that group around 5:30 as well. I leave the house at 5, but I'm usually not in range of the repeater until I get on I-85 and maybe down to about exit 90. I haven't quite figured out what's going on yet, but, you know, my EV might be a little noisy, but hey, I'm getting a phone call I got to take now, so I'll say 73 to you, Dave. It's good talking to you. I'll catch up with you a little later. W2JKT.
All right, Ed. Have a good one. W2JKT, W4DJW Mobile.